We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, Pittsburgh. A very happy Tuesday morning to you. You have found the Cook and Joe Show, minus Joe here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Starkey has the day off. Actually, he's off until Friday when we'll reconvene at 10 a.m. Friday at the Fan Open at Manor Valley Golf Course. So I'm talking sports with you up until 2 o'clock. Got a big show planned. Jim Leland going to join me at noon. Always, it's a great time to talk baseball with him anytime, but it seems especially appropriate with the Tigers in town. Jim has managed both the Tigers and the Pirates, so I'm more eager to talk to him about his thoughts on all the home runs being hit in baseball, the theatrics, the bat flips, the stare downs, that sort of thing. Eager to hear what Leland has to say. He's the best manager I've ever been around and one of my all-time favorite people. So that'll be coming up at noon. The 11 o'clock hour, I'm going to replay my interview yesterday with Jim Rutherford. It made national news yesterday, and I know the morning show talked about it a lot yesterday. The afternoon team talked about it. So we're going to replay that at 11 o'clock. And also, then Pierre Maguire of NBC Sports, you know Pierre, he's in between the glass, in between the benches, behind the glass, whatever you want to call it. He was on with Pony and Mueller, and Mueller did the interview with him, and he reacted to what Rutherford had to say, had some interesting things to say about Cahoon, the newest Penguin, came over in the trade for Ollie Mata. He talked about Erik Karlsson re-signing in San Jose, talked about the Blues winning the Cup, talked about the futures here of Mike Sullivan and Matt Murray. I'm going to let you hear that in the 11 o'clock hour as well. Both of those interviews I thought were terrific. So we'll do that at 11. I said Leland at 12. We're going to talk Pirates off and on all throughout the show. A pretty significant birthday today, not in the sports world, but in the entertainment world. Talk about that. Talk about what's going on in the Dominican Republic. Some disturbing story came out about David Ortiz, about how this was a planned hit on Ortiz, shot on June 9th in the back. Some breaking news about that. Obviously, the Dominican not having a very good time. 9 deaths of tourists down there in the last year, and a bunch of them recently. So we'll talk about that a little later as well. We got a NBA draft coming up Thursday. A local kid, a former Pitt player, expected to go at least late in the first round. So we got a lot to talk about, but I wanted to start by, I get a thing online yesterday in my email from Bet Online, and it gives the odds of teams making the NFL playoffs this year. And you might guess who the number one, the heavy favorite is to make the playoffs. It's the New England Patriots. 84.2% chance of getting in the playoffs. Let me give you the rest of the Central Division, the Steelers Division. Cincinnati comes in last. They're only given a 13.6% chance of making the playoffs. Baltimore is second worst in the division, coming in at 34.8% chance of making the playoffs. Guess who is three? It's not the Cleveland Browns. It's the Pittsburgh Steelers. According to Bet Online, the Steelers have a 46.9% chance of making the playoffs. Well, guess who that leaves as the favorite in the division, at least with Bet Online. Are you ready? The Cleveland Browns, 55.1% chance of making the playoffs. So the Browns continue to get a lot of love. I'm not sure why I see it. I am kind of enjoying it. And I wanted to let you hear the response. Seth Meyers of Late Night with Seth Meyers on NBC joined us last week to talk about his shows in Pittsburgh last Friday. I heard they went tremendously. But he's also a big Steelers fan. And we asked him about all this love that the Browns are getting. And I loved Seth's response. Hit it, Joe.
First of all, I'm thrilled. Here's why I'm thrilled. I'm such a nice person that I, up to this year, felt bad for the fans of Cleveland. I felt bad for the Cleveland Browns. This offseason has been so delicious to me because their arrogance about where they are now can officially make me root against the Cleveland Browns with full force again. I think this is every Steelers fan should be thrilled about this. Because there have been no results yet, and their confidence is just a delight to me.
That was Seth Meyers with us last week. I thought I loved his answer. You know, he says, I'm a good person. I hated to see what was happening to Cleveland and their fans, but now the arrogance that's coming out, he loves it. And I got to figure Steeler fans everywhere feel that way. Hey, maybe you want to see the Browns be successful. You want the rivalry to be good again. It's been so one-sided in the Steelers' favor for so long. Maybe you want to see him get good again. I just don't know that it's going to happen. I think this Freddie Kitchens, this rookie coach, is into it. Is going to be up to his neck in now that he's head coach and responsibilities. He's going to be able to handle it. Maybe he'll be the next Vince Lombardi or Bill Belichick. Or maybe he'll be Bill Belichick in Cleveland that was overmatched when he first took the Cleveland job all those years ago. They had a little bit of controversy at minicamp last week. Baker Mayfield was asked about Duke Johnson, the disgruntled running back for the Browns, who once traded a veteran, doesn't see a lot of playing time for himself there. And Mayfield was critical of him, saying, you're either with us or you're not. You know, get on the train. It's moving. If you don't, jump off. Well, apparently that didn't go over well in the Browns locker room among some of the veterans who, like Duke Johnson, know what he has meant to the team, understand his angst about being what, the third Chubb and Kareem Hunt when he gets done from his suspension, being way down the list on the running backs, wants to go somewhere where he can play. The veterans understood that, apparently had not a confrontation with Mayfield, but a moment with him to say they didn't really appreciate what he had to say. And everybody's downplaying it. Oh, it's no big deal. We said what we had to say. Mayfield said what he had to say. But it's just a sign of things to come there. You got Odell Beckham Jr. on the team. You got Mayfield, who's a high-strung, very visible player after just 1 year. Cocky, maybe. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. But they're going to have issues there. And I still think the Steelers are the team to beat. I understand that Antonio Brown is gone. I understand that Le'Veon Bell is gone. Sometimes I think you are better addition by subtraction. I think absolutely both those guys had to go. Certainly Antonio talked his way out of town, quit his way out of town, actually. Le'Veon sat out all year so he could move on. He says he's happy in New York. Mr. Big Chest said he's happy in Oakland. We'll see how happy both of those guys are as the season progresses. I think they would have had much more of an opportunity to be successful with the Steelers, but they chose to go elsewhere. Now we'll see what the Steelers have left behind is good enough to win the division, and I happen to think it is. I'd be real eager to hear what you have to say. 412-928-9370. There's a number to reach me. Do you agree with Seth Meyers? Man, you love all this love the Browns are getting. Makes them easier to hate. Do you want to see the Browns be good? Do you think it'll be good for the rivalry? 412-928-9370. That's also our Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. The Browns picked as the favorite, again, by another outlet, Bet Online. 55.1% chance of making the playoffs. The Steelers, a 46.9% chance. New England, of course, blowing everybody away at 84.2%. I want to hear from you next. Do you think the experts have it right? Do you want to see the Browns be successful? 412-928-9370. You also can follow us on Twitter, 93.7 The Fan. It's driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram with locations in North Huntington and the North Hills. You'll take over when we come back. It's the Cook and Joe Show on Sports Radio, 93.7 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.